What's up, everybody? Welcome to the O2 podcast. We are starting off here on our first episode. My name's Andrew Muntz. I'm joined tonight with Paul Campbell and Corey Ringel. We're starting this podcast to kind of be your one-stop shop for everything outdoors in Ohio. We're really looking forward to it. One thing we're going to tell you right now, not your experts. We are your average Joes just out trying to figure it all out in the woods. And as we move forward here, we're going to work to bring in you guys some real good interviews, talking to the experts and asking the questions that the average person wants to know. So, Paul, do you have anything to share with us here tonight?
I'm excited to be a part of this with you guys. Looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I love turkey hunting is by far my favorite thing to do. I'd say waterfowl hunting is number two. Deer hunting is probably number three. I know. Don't hate me.
Sacrilege.
I know it is. It is. And you know what? Sometimes, you know, like I'll pheasant hunt when small game comes in before a deer hunt. So I'm that guy, you know. It's just like, hey, let's go deer hunting. I'm like, oh, I'm going to woodcock season open today. So I'm going to go do that. So, I just love being in outdoors, man. I love hunting. I love gearing up for waterfowl and turkey and deer season and just meet new people. So I'm excited to be a part of this. And, I think we're going to bring the listeners, a good perspective on this network, for hunting and fishing and just the outdoors in Ohio. You know, we've got some really good guests lined up and we just want it to be fun, informative and just get better every week. So.
Cool. Corey, what can you tell us?
Not a whole lot. I like to spend a lot of time outside. I've been deer hunting a long time. Deer hunting is my favorite thing to do, whether it be from a stand or on the foot, still hunting, deer stand hunting. I just love it all. I'm a gear junkie. I could talk clothes for days.
We know.
Love to try everything out. And once you find that good setup, it's real hard to deviate from. So.
That's a lie, because the second you get a good setup, you change because you found something else that you think is a better setup.
Well, that's true, but it's all about finding the right pieces to the puzzle. You know what I'm saying? So deer hunting, I love fly fishing. Wet wading in the spring and summer is my favorite way to fly fish. Turkey hunting, Paul, I'm right with you there. Love to turkey hunt. Spring turkey is awesome. One of my favorite things.
For sure.
So yeah, I just, I love to be outside. Ohio's a great place to hunt and fish. And I really look forward to doing this.
Thanks, Corey. Yeah. It's, this is going to be a lot of fun. And I think it's going to be something we can bring a value, maybe a little bit of entertainment to the listeners out here. But, Ohio is such a great state. We all know that it's, we got a little bit of everything from the lake, to the eastern side of the state, in the hills, with agriculture, we've got rivers. We kind of have it all. So for me, I am not a lifelong hunter. I started when I was about 20. I've had to learn a lot along the way through mentors and friends. And it's been a challenge, but a lot of fun and very rewarding in the end. So Paul, like Corey, I think whitetails are probably my favorite, but I love to go out with the turkeys and even some of the other things, the camping and shed hunting and hiking. And so we'll kind of cover a little bit of that throughout the year as time goes on, trying to bring you guys up to date information on what's going on around the state, if it has anything to do with the outdoors, conservation, and so forth.
I believe the term you would refer to yourself as an adult onset hunter.
Adult onset hunter.
That's the correct terminology.
It is.
I'm the same way. I was in my mid 20s before. It was like, I don't know, 2006. You know, my best friend was like, hey, you want to go hunt turkeys? I'm like, you know, what the hell's a turkey? Like, you can do that. And I'll tell you what, man, we went down to some public land in Southeast Ohio. And the first time I heard a turkey gobble, I about passed out. I was like, I'm on 100% on board with this. and I've been hooked ever since then. And then, you know, you shoot my first deer. And I mean, it's just been an obsession and an evolution over the last, you know, 15,
it's definitely
18 years or whatever. So
it's definitely a sick obsession that we all have. And I think I was six
credit cards are proof of that.
Six or 7 years before I got my first deer. And then 2 minutes I had, or 5 minutes, I had two does down. So it was long, patient process, but we got there eventually. It just took time. So
yeah, for sure. It's going to take us time to get good at this podcast, and we're going to suck for what, like a year. So stick with us. Like, yeah, we're going to get better. You know,
I don't know. I'm pretty natural at everything I do. Like, you know,
what's the red beard you have,
and you're humble. Obviously.
No, I mean, yeah, but you have to be when you're, you know, I don't want to brag about everything.
What's that line from, what is it, like Talladega Night? You just wake up and piss excellence. Is that, that's true. Is that you?
Yep.
Story? Yeah. This is going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. So what we've got a Twitter account. It's at Ohio Hunt. What's our Instagram, Muntz?
The _ Ohio Outdoors _ podcast is the Instagram. The website,
we'll have a Facebook at some point. So
we'll get a Facebook. The website is theo2podcast.com. And again, we are working on all that stuff as time goes on. We'll make it better. Keep picking it up. This was kind of an idea that we picked up there and talked to Dan, got set up and see what we can do. So one thing I wanted to do say is thank you to the Ohio Huntsman for paving the way for the Ohio podcasting scene. Appreciate it, guys. All you did, and we enjoyed listening to you over the years there. So
yeah, for sure. Good work, boys.
As we move forward, we'll keep you up to date on what's going on. So I think that's all we got for this little brief intro, and we'll get you going here on our first official episode coming soon. So take care.